Cape Talk. Cape Talk. A world view from London with Adam Gilchrist.
Good morning, Adam. How are things going in London?
Good morning, Raquel. I think we'll go 9 out of 10.
That's impressive.
Apart from our fuel crisis and our shortages in supermarkets, apart from that. It's all good.
Okay, we actually had a clip we wanted to play about that. This is hectic. The other day, it was cutting short the ability of fast food, right, to get to people. And now
yes.
It's just generally the shelves are not being restocked.
Yes, in many cases, though, the shelves, at the heart of it, we have a shortage of truck drivers, and therefore deliveries are being hit. But on top of that, and in particular on top of that, you have a lot of panic pants numpties panic buying. And so our fuel shortage, for instance, right now, I've just, on my way to work, driven past 5 closed forecourts. There's no fuel in any of them. And that's only because people think there's a fuel problem and are panic buying.
Right.
Of course, there's only so much fuel you can buy. Surely your car's full or it's not full or whatever.
Right.
But for certainly the time being, there's an enormous problem. And at the garages that have got fuel, huge queues outside, even at 4 o'clock in the morning, an hour's worth of queuing. In some cases, I heard somebody had queued for 3 hours to get into a petrol station yesterday afternoon. And in some cases, they run out before you get there. It's just weird. And it's entirely created
by this expectation.
Idiots.
Sure.
If you think there's a problem, you create the problem.
This is true. It's true. And of course, this is not the only place we've got a fuel crisis. We've got similar in Lebanon.
No. Oh, boy. I mean, theirs perhaps puts ours into perspective in the sense that they really do have a shortage of fuel in a country where I think it's something like 78% of people are living below the poverty line or are certainly affected by poverty. And the economy has seen all sorts of issues. In Lebanon, the price of fuel has gone up something like 1,000% in a year. So multiplied by 10 in a year. So take your fuel pump price and multiply that by 10 and then consider what it would do to your cost of living. So much so that a guy was siphoning out some petrol because you can't waste a drop and managed to swallow just a bit too much and died.
No.
This is a Syrian guy, and the Lebanese National News Agency says he died in a place called Barnin in hospital as a result of basically ingesting fuel. There's a black market in the stuff. Problems with forecourts being, again, running out of petrol and queues in Lebanon like we can't imagine in the UK. And yet we're all in the same boat, aren't we? We're all in the same black oil boat.
Indeed, we certainly are. Sure. And then in Switzerland, actually, a South African gay married friend of mine was actually keeping a close eye on the same sex vote. What happened in Switzerland?
They have backed, I think it's not actually 100% ratified, but after the majority of votes have been counted, they have essentially backed same-sex marriage. So a referendum. Switzerland always has a referendum in these things, or it seems that they do anyway. And more than 60% supported the measure. This brings Switzerland absolutely in line with all of its neighbours. Every single country around it has already voted this through. But Switzerland is a law unto itself. It does have some interesting views on things collectively. And we had church groups and conservative political parties. And again, in Switzerland, they often have poster campaigns on one side of things or the other. And some of the posters were just a bit near the knuckle, really, opposing same-sex marriage. But it absolutely looks like couples will be able to register their partnerships. Rights will no longer be restricted. And indeed, same-sex couples will now be allowed to adopt children and have children through sperm donation. It opens the door in all sorts of ways, in ways that lots of countries have already got used to over the last 20 years.
All righty. And probably the biggest news, actually, in global politics, the end of the Merkel era. I think after her, it's like Queen Elizabeth in terms of having leadership for such a long time. The better part of our lives, Angela Merkel has been the Chancellor of Germany, and we've got a new power coming through.
Yes, Mutti, as they call her, Mum in Germany.
Yeah.
She's like the nation's mum. Although I can't imagine she was too thrilled with that when it first came along as a title. But yeah, 16 years in power. I think Vladimir Putin outdoes her by a few years because he was president of Russia by 2000. But then he had that little interlude when he had to pretend to be prime minister for a while. So, but Angela Merkel, interestingly, has absolutely taken on Vladimir Putin and Xi Jinping, famously stared down Donald Trump. There's a fabulous photo of her out-staring Trump at a G7 meeting 3 years ago.
I remember
She's fought against anyone Britain or France or Italy can throw up against her, no problem for her. A mad, keen football fan. A science background, and intriguingly as well, she was born in West Germany but grew up in East Germany and then stood for election, the first election after Germany became reunified. So she's got the whole package of recent Germanic politics, geopolitics, right in her there. The other thing I love about Angela Merkel, just as a sort of little side fact, is apparently she's really afraid of dogs. So when President Putin brought out a Labrador at a meeting with Angela Merkel, she suggested that Putin did it to, quote, prove he's a man, he's afraid of his own weakness.
It was a cruel power play that he did. Yeah, no, she's absolutely petrified. Also, as a footy fan, I sat in the Cape Town Stadium with her watching Argentina and Germany at the semi-final, I think, of the World Cup in 2010. Yeah,
there you go.
It's very cool. I mean, tens of thousands of people. Well, she couldn't hear me.
Oh,
for sure, I was very far away. But we were in the same vicinity.
I'm with you.
All righty. Well, end of an era there. Thank you so much to you, Adam Gilchrist. We'll catch up to you tomorrow.